Good morning. My apologies for not being with you. I'm afraid with staffing pressures at the local hospital where I work, I'm unable to get the time off, and I would love to have been there. So thank you for being there. And any questions that you have, I will be happy to answer via email. So my name's Amelia, and I am founder of Fresh Start. And I would like to tell you a little about how I would like to work to help our community. Although seen as a community activist, I would describe myself more as a cooperator. I'll begin by saying it is 2022 and we face massive crises as those before us had. We face a lack of access to food, clean water, wages are low. Democracy is being eroded, especially here in Britain, but it is in other states and so on, all exacerbated by global events and capitalist governments. The past has taught us that history repeats and that there was a way forward then and there is a solution now. As far back as the 1800s, these problems were faced by communities. Further back, there was death and plagues and even worse conditions. But to draw parallels, I go back to 1844. With the collapse of the Industrial Revolution, jobs were hard to come by. Children were being seen as just that, children. And there was a recognition by Robert Owen himself that education was required. In this time, small cooperatives had begun to appear. Cooperatives which took their roots from Owenism. They were formed because of the conditions at that time. Desperation, turmoil, greater inequality, and struggle. There is one set of pioneers who stand out to me from this time, the Rochdale Pioneers, 24 workers who had come together to raise what was as good as a year's wages to them, £28. They used it to form a cooperative to provide good food for those who could not gain access to it otherwise. The pioneers set up a democratic-run system. There were no leaders telling them how to operate. They were all equal, working at grassroots level using a bottom-up approach, working with communities to provide what they required. This meant that they worked with the people whom it would benefit, and it grew. It revealed a new way, a new model of how things could be changed by communities for the common good. It formed the basis for the creation of our NHS, and those who worked together after the war made it a great success. It required great cooperation and again was generated at a time of need. In a way, Jesse Norman and his government's big society is required. Although almost a reality once, there is very little mention of it now within government. He and the other speaker will be able to explain to you more than I as to why it failed, but it did have some community successes. The big society talked of community work, of people coming together, recognising innovation and entrepreneurs, such as the Rochdale Pioneers. Fresh Start believes that this is the only way forward. And the community aspect has steered the work we have engaged in over the last 12 months. I live in a community of just over 22,000 people. It could be described as a small town. It is in the top 10% of the most deprived areas in England. A mixed community with working families, single parents, unemployed, less able-bodied people, the elderly, ethnic minorities, and others. There is affluence, but also there's poverty, inequality, and an array of social issues. It is also a place often forgotten. We lie the other side of a river, which itself has problems. South Wye, we are often seen as those across the river. I listened to the Robert Owen lecture last year and decided to get in touch. For a long time, I've been forming a plan to bring the people in the South Wye together to create a coherent start a strategy that would mean that the communities were working together to ensure the needs and requirements of those communities were met. I have lived here for almost 40 years, and the problems are the same now as they were when I first moved here. Inequality in health, education, and opportunity still hugely problematic. I talked to the Robert Owen, and they helped me to create a community cooperative plan, well structured, radical, and required. Fresh Start has formed an alliance, a partnership with the Robert Owen Society, and are now just completing plans to two projects, which we together will seek to get funding. Although there are good things happening in the community, it is fragmented, and there is no joined up thinking, a real lack of a coordinated structure. The Fresh Start model would work differently. We would not look to be territorial, but would wish to bring in these groups to work together, creating workers' cooperatives, education centres and training, as well as tackling some of the issues around poverty. We will create a document and call it a prospectus of all that is good going on. We would audit good practice, identify a need and suggest extra provision where required through local development plans. We would be seeking solutions with those communities and creating new provision, jobs and opportunity. To do this, we have broken the area down into five sections. These sections we will call villages of cooperation. Each village has approximately 5,000 people in it. Under a coordinated structure, we would bring the villages together. All will be community led, with those members of the villages of cooperation formulating the plans which would take them forward. We have also identified pillars which are important for these communities. These will be analysed with further work in the community. The current pillars have been derived from the deprivation index and are considered all-encompassing for the problems within the area. These pillars are named as health and well-being, crime and security, business and jobs, education and training, housing and energy. Within these pillars, we will identify the need in each village and will set about creating task groups who will work within their community to identify with the groups the need for resources. The good work going on in the area is largely uncoordinated and therefore it's not serving the whole community. It reaches some areas and not others, or overlaps with others' activity. There is a lack of assessment of need, and this stifles creation for growth. We've created our own model of approach. This will be available shortly on the Marches Hive website. It uses a bottom-up approach, and communities will be engaged through the cooperative movement to create democratic, non-governmental organisations which could direct aid to sustainable development. This will bring the public and private organisations together to work in coordination under a cooperative framework. Consultation, observation and analysis will enable us to interpret those needs, motivations and opinions in the local community. By joining these communities, it gives an understanding of the complex needs of the whole area. This will give stability to lifelong projects. We would not be relying on those in authority to make decisions, and the community would be involved in the planning and decision-making process, an inclusive community, not exclusively. And also a bottom-up approach, not top-down. In each new setup, there will be challenges. We see the challenges within this model in the following areas. Persuading statutory providers to surrender part of their professional autonomy to work with third sector providers. Resourcing, community engagement, and opposition from already established groups. Although we have been contacted by other groups, and they are showing interest in our project. The initial target is to provide local amenities which produces equity for projects to help in the villages of cooperation. This model could be replicated in other market towns and rural communities. Already, meetings are taking place with local providers. We now have a benefits advisor on the team, who we are looking to place in the communities, and we are also looking to the next two projects which requires qualified staff. We'll create jobs and training opportunities and also generate money for the local communities. It is an exciting and busy time for us, and we look forward to next year's lecture to tell you of our projects which have taken off. For now, though, I will close with this quote, which came from a friend of ours who writes extensively on cooperatives. Rita wrote, "I thank you for this," written on the back of one of your books. It came from H. Calvert, a cooperative registrar of the Indian Civil Service. And they say, "The first principle of cooperation is that members join as human beings and not as capitalists. The second principle follows from the first, for if all persons meet to satisfy the common need, there should be no distinction between them in the satisfaction of that need. They must meet on a basis of equality. The third principle is not peculiar to cooperatives, but its importance in the life of society is so very great that it deserves its special place. The act of association must be voluntary. The fourth principle is that members join to promote economic interests of themselves and not of anybody else." Fresh Start and the Robert Owen Society have already been working to these principles and agree with Rita and the registrar. These are important to hold on to. I hope you agree, and I'll end it there. I hand over now for questions. Thank you. Thank you.